Oh my God, you sound like a robot.
Straight away.
I'm just joking.
Oh!
Thank you so much for listening. If you are enjoying this podcast so far, please like and subscribe and think about leaving us a 5-star review. It really helps with the algorithm and it is so much appreciated.
And if you want to connect with us, we're on TikTok
And Instagram.
And Instagram. It's silenced at 21.
Yep. So silenced at 21. So it's at the at symbol and then silenced AT 21, the numerals.
Yes.
So check us out there. Before we jump into this episode, we wanted to remind you that we swear a lot as we go through this and that we'll be talking about different subjects that may be triggering to some listeners, such as domestic violence, sexual assault, covert control, sex, and overall R-rated material. We won't be talking in depth about most of these things in each episode, and if we are, we will give you a trigger warning before we delve into something too deep. But we wanted to start each episode with saying, look after your own mental health, and if it's not worth it today, don't listen to the episode. This hotel room, I didn't realize at the time, I don't think, it's like open out into like the city square type thing. And he had sex with me. Yeah, I'm not involved in the act, right? Like, let's be very clear. Like, whenever I'm like, he had sex with me, because that's what it was. Like, he would bend me over quickly.
Okay, perfect.
It's going to be a dark episode. And we're going to be talking about sexual assault. And what I went through and what Naomi went through, although our stories are really similar in this department, they're different. And what Naomi went through is much harder than what I went through. And so I'm going to share just a little bit, and I didn't, you know, we didn't have sex for long, and it was not nearly to the extent of what Naomi went through. I'll share that, and then whatever Naomi feels comfortable sharing, she will, with no pressure at all. And this is your huge trigger warning that we will be talking about sexual assault. I'm going to say it again. This is your out, and if you're moving through the episode, it will probably get worse throughout the episode. So if you get halfway and you want to back out, it's not worth it. That's it. Yeah.
Nice. Good job.
Okay. I don't even know where to start. Basically, I think the way
we can do the whole Valentine's
so I think
balcony, because that's similar.
So I think that the way that Dick viewed girls in this way is that they're there for his sexual gratification until they're not. And more of a masturbation object. There's no there's absolutely no thought about your experience. And don't you dare try and bring up what you want, but just like setting the groundwork for it is all about him.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that it's not, he's definitely not asexual. He's definitely
has a drive.
Yeah, 100%, being that I experienced what I did. There's more of a animalistic view on that. Very like, I don't know, like to you, he was like kind of open that he had a porn addiction.
Yeah, in the beginning. Yeah, he didn't call it that, but yeah.
Yeah, because you called him and you found the hard drives, and how can he lie about it, you know?
Well, and also just in the beginning when he had that huge collection that he publicly got rid of in front of his housemates as though, I don't need this anymore. Do you guys want it? And they were like, yeah, I'll take this. Like, it was like, they were like, oh, yeah, yeah, like it's sorting through them. And yeah.
Obviously, there was something there. So to me, he would like make me watch documentaries about dudes that have like porn addictions and how bad that is and how like far into the rabbit hole you can go from that addiction and how your brain gets all fucked up and twisted from, you know, you watched so much and for every time you watch it pushes your boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And you just get deeper and deeper into the rabbit hole, and at a certain point then like normal sex is doesn't get you off. It doesn't work for you. It doesn't give you anything. And I'm like, everybody has boring sex sometimes, and everybody has not boring sex. Like, there's all types, but you can't have like this amazing like porn sex every fucking day, 3 times a day. Like, nobody could do it.
No,
you know. So it's like very unrealistic. And he, I think, to me, he was like trying to like be like, oh, dudes that have that, they have an issue and it's so bad, and they don't view women as women, they just view them as an object, and they get so fucked in the brain, blah 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 blah. While at night when I'm sleeping and he's up, all he does is watch porn. So he obviously has an addiction that, to me, I think he'd change it between you and me, that because you to a certain degree gave him shit about it, like you wanted him to give you the attention you wanted, you know. I don't know,
please assault me. Yeah I was thinking about it yesterday, how sick it is that you're like legitimately, let's just get into it, like,
yeah, absolutely. Like, I just want to tell you that there's anything that I've told you, like, don't be scared to tell it. If there's anything I don't feel comfortable with, I'll just cut it out. It's no problem. You just say whatever, you know?
Yeah, okay. So when I first started dating him, the sex was very often. The first night we stayed up having shit sex all night, essentially. And I was, like, so tired for work and, you know, like, had obviously been partying all night. And I actually went home sick. And my boss was like, next time you stay up fucking all night. Like, because we were all friends at this company, right? She was like, knew exactly what had happened. And so it was like this thing. And then he was like, the next, it's so quick, right? So then immediately, like, the porn collection is going in front of everyone, right? And then it was like, the sex was always a public, like, he wanted other people to know that he was fucking me. So it'd be like, people were over and he would, like, take me into the room, bend me over, fuck me from behind quickly. And he used to say, like, oh, it's so obvious when you've just been fucked. Like, you just have that look on you and you look, like, tired but content. Like, which I didn't. It wasn't enjoyable. But he loved that, to, like, make it very obvious in front of people. Or, like, say we were all going to go out to a concert or something, or go out to a bar. He'd be like, yeah, we're just going to need 10 minutes or whatever. Like, so gross. And everyone would be like, it was always very public like that. And then we met on New Year's Eve, immediately dating pretty much. So then Valentine's Day, we're like 4 to 6 weeks into the relationship. And he gets this nice big hotel room in the middle of the city. And he wanted to destroy every surface in the room. And you've heard that saying before.
Yeah, and, a lot.
Yeah, a lot. And this hotel room is like opening, like, it's like looks out onto the city square. And he, you know, had sex, I'm sure, a bunch of times that night. And I say had sex with me because I was never involved in the act. I was never even touched. I wouldn't even get a kiss, right? I was a masturbation object.
Yeah.
And so he put me over this balcony ledge, like railing, and had sex with me publicly on display.
What story was it?
Like the third or fourth, or I can't remember. Really, it was like 15 okay. years ago. But it wasn't on the ground. It was like everyone in the city square. And I didn't realize that's what was happening in that moment. I remember being like, well, people can see. And he's like, no one can see where we are. So there's that. But before this, he had taken me to a porn sex store to get the right lube for anal, right? Mm. And, you know, he's teaching me, like, oh, silicone lube, you know, water lube goes, like, I think gets absorbed or whatever. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, you know, I'm open to it. I'm not going to do it tonight, right? But, like, I'm open to it, but I'm young and naive and, like, you know, a bit innocent and, you know, just need to feel made to feel comfortable, like anyone, right? Okay.
Yeah.
But of course, like everyone in their life, like tell me you haven't got to the age of 80 and you've been a sleep partner and you haven't tried shit. Like everyone, you know, it's fine.
But I think for girls, and especially when you're like in your 20s, you need to feel comfortable.
You need to be made to feel comfortable and confident. And it's very nerve-wracking when he is so much older than you and he has made out this picture of himself to be like this guy that all the girls want, but he's chosen you, right? Which is all the girls don't want him.
No, not at all.
But that's sort of how he makes you feel.
Yeah, I had the same feeling. He was always made to... You should feel special, you know?
Yeah.
You should feel special that he chose you because, you know, he could have anyone. But, like, the truth is the other way around, you know? Yeah, I remember having people, you know, I met some friends, I think I told you this, at a bar. I was with him. And they were just there. He also knew these people. It was like my old manager and a guy that I used to work with and his girlfriend. And they were like, are you guys here to get, like, how do you know each other? And he's like, oh, we're together. And they're like, oh, cool, nice, good for you, you know? And as soon as he walked to the toilet, like, both of them, like, stared at me, like, why the fuck are you with him? Like, what? Like, we thought you would end up with somebody, you know, like.
Yeah, it's like with the thing is deep. You either completely fall for the spell or you don't get it at all. So there are people who look at him like, what? And they see it. And there are people who were surprised by the story and they think, oh, I thought he was a nice guy. It's one or the other. You either fall for his tricks or you don't. And they do.
Yeah. No.
So we're like getting this lube for anal and I wasn't ready to try it that night. And then
you had still said no.
Like we bought the lube, that's fine, we're gonna do it. I'm just like, not tonight, right? Because I'm nervous and I'm building up. We're just in a brand new relationship and
you're 21
and I'm 21 and so I said no that night. And then the next night we're staying at my house. And this is like we're 8 weeks in, maybe between 8 to 12 weeks in, maybe 3 weeks in the relationship now. We had sex one more time. Then I have a housewarming at my place, me and my friend, you know, that lease we had signed. We met when I was still living at home. But me and my best friend had just signed this lease. Here we go. We're moving to the house. It's a housewarming. We're mid-housewarming. He wants everyone to know that he fucks me. So he grabs me, walks into the bedroom, like doesn't even really close the door. Anyone coming to the bathroom could have, like, would may not have seen the whole thing, but it was obvious, like the door was, yeah. And one person did, and she was like, you know, in her era, her fun era, and so she was like, get it, guys, like, you know, like she, it was a party, but it was always very purposeful. So there was that, and then the next time, maybe a week or so later, we're at that house again, my house with my friend, and he wants to try anal, and I was like, oh, maybe not tonight, right? And but still have intentions of doing it. And he was like, what do you want? And I remember, I'm young and I'm dumb and I'm 21. I'm not good at dirty talk. I'm still not good at it. But like, you know, I didn't really know what to say and I was nervous and he wanted me to like talk dirty, and I remember saying, I want you. Like, just, I don't know, and, like, going in for a kiss, and he, like, stopped, and he was like, I want you. He's like, I don't know how you even expect me to be turned on right now. That's like, what the fuck is that like? Oh, you're never going to want to have anal. And I was like, I do. I just, like, I don't want to do it right now. And he's like, I want you. Like, he just kept saying it. He was like, oh. And he, like, we had sex one more time after that, years later in Norway. Because I think one of our friends had made a comment about his dick doesn't work, and he thought that I had told them, but I hadn't. But that was it for me. That was the sex. It was used as an object a couple of times, always very publicly. And then the discardment, he didn't no longer need me. And then it was just full porn and catfishing to get him off for the rest of the relationship. And whatever you are willing to share, I know you unfortunately didn't get cut off as early as I did.
I didn't get the luxury of being cut off that early.
No.
No, I do have one story that is like similar to yours with the whole hotel. We were in Poland. And we had this hotel, and it was like a hotel apartment. And it had like a balcony, and like you could open the, it was like big, like floor to ceiling windows where you can open it and go out on the balcony and stuff like that. And he was like, it was the same thing, like, oh, we're gonna destroy every surface in the surface every in this surface apartment.
In this room. Yeah,
yeah. And I'm like, okay, yeah. And he had bought me those pants I showed you, and he only wanted me to wear those. It's like legging pants that makes your ass look good. And
don't you dare leave the house in them?
Yeah, but the thing is, I was like, I was 21. I really didn't need those pants to make my ass look good. I was 21. My ass looked pretty good already. Anyway, I was like, I had to wear those. And he was like, one of the times I had also said no to anal. So it was like a public display, like over the balcony. And I don't even remember. It was like 5th or 6th floor or something like that, so quite far up. And I was like, I don't really want this. And he was like trying to like do it on the kitchen counter, and it was like, but he wouldn't even look at me, he wouldn't even touch me, like nothing, just getting him off, you know.
Yeah, just be
like,
oh, over.
Yeah, you like that, baby.
You know? You always say that, like, you're like, how could I like this?
You're like, yeah, it's great. And it's not, because you get nothing from it. Like, it's complete nothing. It's like, are you done? Like, yeah, oh, it is last like, all night. You're like, yeah, but it's so good. I don't need to, you know. Be like, oh, I'm done. I can't really. It's gonna hurt, you know, because I'm finished. And he doesn't know how it works, so
no, he's got no idea. He's never made a woman come in his life.
Never, ever. He doesn't know how to. Anyway, so it was like a public display at this hotel, and I was like so uncomfortable. And I remember when we were out, like for lunch and stuff like that, he'd be like, oh, you want to go back to the hotel room? I'd be like, no, I want to go shopping, you know, anything to not go back there.
Yeah.
Like, we're on holidays. Like, can I get my nails done? Can I get my hair done? Can I, like, anything? The longer it took, the better. And then I moved out from my apartment pretty quick after I got with him. And me and my housemate, we weren't at home at the same time too often. And I was like 21, so me and her, we would party all the time, every day. So when I got together with him, then obviously she continued partying, but I couldn't. So she'd be out partying and I'd be at home, or we'd be at his place. So that wasn't like really a public thing. But I remember, like, at my mum's house, he's like wanting to make it like obvious, and I'm like shut up, it's my mum's house, like, no. And he'd be like, oh, we did it in your sister's bed. And he used to, like, take pictures of me.
Yes.
That I didn't want. Yeah. And he would always be, I would always tell him, like, I don't want this. Like, please don't. Like, I don't. I always told him no. Like, I'm not comfortable with this. And at that point, I had never taken a picture of myself, sent it to anyone.
Oh, I had.
Yeah. No, but I was like 21. Like, I could have.
Yeah.
Because a lot of girls do, and I don't think that's an issue, but I think I was just not comfortable with it. It was,
yeah,
I was too self-conscious, I guess, to do that. And I would, like, if I ever tried, I felt stupid. So I ended up not sending anything, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Always ended up deleting everything. And yeah, so I'd never done it. And he wanted to take, like, these porn pictures of me. Like, put on your lipstick and, you know, put my...
Did you have to wear nail polish? I had to wear nail polish in the beginning. Certainly didn't get towards the end, but because it looked nice around his dick.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Yeah. Great. Dick stick. Yeah. It's all about dick stick.
Yeah, it's all about dick stick.
And I always just very quickly, I just had one last, you know, with the whole public thing. On our wedding night, on our wedding weekend, we're in Vegas and we're getting this room. And in Vegas, there's this thing is if you hand cash to the cashier, they're going to upgrade your room. You just slip them $20 in between your credit card and your ID. So you always do that. And you give them $20. And he's like, oh, I've got this room, and, like, it has, like, a jacuzzi in the middle or whatever. And it was, like, in the Bellagio. It's gorgeous, gorgeous. And he's like, you know, it's got a jacuzzi. And Dick was like, well, it is our wedding night. Like, it was this whole thing of, like, he wanted, like, we never consummated the marriage. But, like, publicly, he wanted people to think we were getting this room with it. Like, do you know what? He wanted them to think that he was taking me up. You know, and
that he was going to get laid, Yeah, always making it public, like trying to, I don't know, maybe because his sex life was so shit, he needed to make it, like, public.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know. But yeah, he would always take, like, pictures of me that I didn't want. And I remember I would be at work, he would take pictures of me, and then I'd be at work, and I get a message from him, it'd be a picture of myself.
Mm.
And I'm like, you know, please don't do that. I don't like it. Like, can you just delete the pictures? And you're like, oh, you're no fun, babes. Like, you're not fun. I'm like, anybody could have seen it. I work in a bar. Like, if I grab my phone, like, I can't just go stand in a corner. Like, just don't do that. Like, what if I was logged into the computer? You know, or something like that, and it just pops up. Like, I'm not comfortable with that. I'm not comfortable with you having it, so please don't, you know? And he, like, gets so fucking angry. But he would still do it every time. He'd buy me, like, underwear, and it said, like, come slut. And then just put this on, and he'd just tell you whatever position he wanted me in, and then so that he could take pictures. You know, I wish I had an OnlyFans back then. Like, At least we could make some money. Would have cleaned up. Yeah, in the kink department. Yeah. No, it was like, oh, I don't. It makes me feel horrible just thinking about it. He would never give in. He would always like push me. And I remember when he would like talk about anal all the fucking time. Like, mm-hmm. Have you tried it? It's this and this. Like, all girls love it.
All girls and love it.
If you have FDA, first day anal, then first you're a slut. Yeah, so you never, he would never, he's like, I'm never going to be with a girl that does first date and anal. Like, that's a girl that you just throw away after because she's a slut. I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, but every girl loves it. Like, haven't you talked to your friends about this? I'm like, we talk about everything. And I tell him, like, yeah, we talk about everything. Like, we're girls, we can talk about these things. But I've never heard any of my friends be like, yeah, anal is amazing. You gotta try it. I've never heard it. Like, I know some of my friends have tried it, but it's not like, really need to.
You'll make it through. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, you gotta do it. It's like, yeah, if he wants to, like, it's all right. You can make it. Like, it's like, just, it's never an excited.
Get a vibrator.
It's a real assurance that you'll survive.
Yeah, you'll survive. Just get a vibrator. That's what everybody used to tell me. Just get a vibrator, you know, that at least you get something out of it as well. But he'd be like, oh, you're going to love it. It's amazing, blah, blah, blah.
And I would be worried about, I'm sorry, like, I'm like, I have only done it once after dick because I like had so much curiosity because I was like, you know, you think everything he says is true, maybe to some extent. I was like, what about, like, because I'd heard, like, you know, new shit, like, there's going to be, like, shit residue, right? He's like, you wouldn't believe how, you know, God has created the human body so well to clean itself, and like, you don't even understand how the human body works, and that when you poo, like, all of the poo is, like, he would, like, he's trying to teach me about the anus, and, like, don't worry, God's taking care of this. Like, it's so strange. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah, no, I remember you used to tell me the same thing, and one night I was like really drunk, and he's like, oh, you want to do it tonight? And I'm like, whatever. Like, I was done with, like, sex with him in general. I was like, yeah, sure, whatever, it's something new. I didn't want to, but, I tried to say no, and he's like, you're never any fun, you're never going to win it. Do. And then eventually you're like, oh, whatever, fine, you know?
Yeah.
And I was drunk, and it was like everybody says it is. Like, it was a whatever thing, like. I can live the rest of my life without it.
yeah.
You know? I don't need it in my life. Yeah. It was fine, but it wasn't anything special. Anyway.
You weren't running to your friends to tell them how amazing it was.
No. Not like he said, no. And I remember afterwards, remember we were talking about this the other day on messages, and I was like, oh, I don't even want to tell you what he told me after. So afterwards, he's like, oh, wow, babes, your ass is so fucking clean. Like, there's no shit on my dick.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, it makes me so fucking uncomfortable saying it. Oh my god. Yeah, but that's what he said. That's what I didn't want to tell you the other day. I was like, ugh, I get nauseous from just thinking about it. I can hear his voice in my head, like, saying it.
Yeah.
So fucking stupid. Disgusting. Like, just when it comes to sex, it's like, it's messy and it can be a bit awkward and it can be like, it can be all of those things. It can be, like, a little bit disgusting, but, like, amazing at the same time. It's, like, body fluids and, like, you know, it's fucking sex. But if you do it with somebody you trust, then you know not to say those things that pop into your head. You don't have to make things more awkward. You're not going to make that person feel good. You know, you're going to, it's going to
mention
be that, a negative thing. You know, exactly. You want it to be positive. You don't say, and even if his dick wasn't clean afterwards, you just go don't in the fucking shower and wash off.
Yeah.
Like, you wanted this. Like, fuck off. Like, don't say anything. Don't make it a big deal, you know? And I just, I remember, like, I'm never doing this again, you know? And then a couple of days later, he's like, oh, you want to do it again? I'm like, nah, not really. He's like, what, you need to be drunk to be fun? I'm like, no, I don't need to be drunk to be fun. It's just not for me. Like, we did it. Big whoop. Like, it wasn't amazing, like you said. He's like, well, that's weird, because everybody loves it. You're like, one in a million. I've never heard a girl that doesn't love it. I was like, well, I'm sorry to disappoint you. That's just me. I didn't love it, and I don't need to ever do it again. He's like, well, that's disappointing. Like, you loved it the other day.
Oh, no, I was like, acting, what do you mean I so you'd it? Quickly come.
Yeah.
And...
yeah, and like, we did it once more after that, but we didn't really do it. It was like, I was like, yeah, whatever. And then I just straight away, I told him, like, oh, it's painful, sorry, not tonight. And that's it. You know, at least I pretended, like, you know, I'm down to do it, but I guess it just didn't work out. Yeah. You know, it's the best fucking excuse. And then we didn't do it after that. I just said no after that. But he would like do all this other stuff that was like more. I think I just, that was the one thing I kept saying no, because I felt like I had some control. Because like with blowjobs, that was like a whole different story. He would like force me to give him blowjobs. And then he would like come in my face, and I fucking hated it. I was like, oh, it was not for me. And I don't have an issue with people doing it, but it wasn't in a comfortable way. It wasn't, I think, like, there's a lot of things anybody be down to try and to do, but just make it comfortable.
Just in the right setting, and it was never the right setting.
Never the right setting. It was always in like this violent way. It was always like his way, and it had to be his way. And if I ever said no to any of these things, I knew, like, either I just shut my mouth and say nothing, or I tell him no and I'm like, I really tell him, because if I really didn't want to, I needed to have like a go at him, like, stop fucking forcing me. You know, and then he'd flip out. It'd be a massive fight. If I just said, oh, nah, not tonight, babes, it didn't work. He'd force me, you know? So I had like two options, either go along with what he wanted or have a massive fight. And sometimes I would have a massive fight because I couldn't be sexually assaulted. Like, I couldn't handle being sexually assaulted that night, you know? So, like, you know, have fights and go in the bathroom and lock the door, because I know if I go into the bathroom and I lock the door, it's going to be an issue that I lock the door and he's going to forget about the whole sex thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Be like, well, we were vegan. I'd be like, you know, tell him that I had a donut that day, you know, because then he'd flip out that I didn't eat clean rather than focus on the sex, you know? I provoke fights to avoid the sex, and I try to do it as much as possible, because the more I did it, the more negative sex became for him and the less interested he got in me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I remember this one time in Poland, we were staying at that Hilton hotel, and it was like supposed to be amazing, and I think it was the same time as his mum was in Poland, so we had stayed for like almost 2 weeks, and the last few days were at the Hilton. We were like staying two nights, and because he needed, you know, sexy time, whatever that is for him, and he forced me to give him a blowjob, and I was like, I don't really want to, but still, he was like, put on your lipstick, do this, do that.
Lipstick, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, fine, whatever, just don't come in my face, don't come in my mouth. And he's like holding my hand and coming in my mouth, you know, even though I told him no.
Yeah.
So you can't move, you can't do nothing. And then he's like, you got to swallow. And like, I couldn't for the life of me swallow it. Like, I was like puking in my own mouth. That's how little I wanted this. And I was like puking in my own mouth. And he's like, you got to swallow. Show me that you swallowed. And then I was like standing there for like 5 minutes with this stuff in my mouth. And I was like, I just turned around and I ran to the bathroom and I quickly spit it in the sink. And I quickly rinsed out my mouth, and I was like gagging, you know. I felt so ugh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he came into the bathroom. He's like, you fucking slut. I'm your fucking boyfriend. Like, who the fuck does not swallow? I'm not some fucking, you're not, you fucking whore. There's only whores. Like, even whores can swallow, and you can't. Who the fuck do you think you are? It was like having such a go at me. So I like quickly just grab my clothes and put my clothes on, and I'm like, just don't have a fight with me. Like, you just gotta respect that I didn't want to, I wasn't able to. It's just life sometimes. He's like, no, that's not fucking okay. You fucking hurt my feelings, you fucking bitch, you fucking slut, stupid whore. Like, just going on and on in my face, just going off completely.
Which, by the way, like, imagine, like, because it wasn't perfect for him, like, how did you feel? Like, it's, you were never looked after in the sexual experience, and then it's like, you never hurt my feelings because you didn't do this one thing that I demand of you every single time. And it's like, I don't ask you to do, like,
it anything. Is
so
he never went down on me, ever. He was like going off, and I was like, I was like trying to like hold my ground and be like, you got to respect that this is not what I want. You got to, like, you were holding me. You did something I didn't want to. And he's like, yeah, I was before him. I was sexually assaulted at a party. I was raped. And that was like, he was like the first after that experience. And he was like, a year or two after, and I hadn't been with anybody because I wasn't comfortable, you know.
Yeah,
because I was drugged and raped. He knew this, and he would always tell me, like, I'm not that guy, I'm not him, I'm not the dude that raped you at the party, I'm not him, you know. And he was always trying to tell me that, don't treat me like him. Don't treat me like I'm him. Don't you? And I'll be like, you got to make me feel comfortable. You know, you got to
not rape me. Not...
Yeah, like, I was 19 and I was raped at a party. It's like, just give me a little bit of, let me trust you and let me like warm up to you. And then, you know, let's take it a little bit slow on that sexual stuff, you know. And he just didn't want to have it. He'd like, you got to, don't think about that because I'm not him. I'm not him. I'm not him. He was always saying, I'm not him, you know. And that night as well, he's like, I'm not him. He just fucking sexually assaulted me, like, came in my mouth when I told him no, and's like yelling at me for not swallowing. And then he's in my face with his fist telling me, I'm not him. Don't fucking compare me to him. I'm like, that's exactly, you know better, you know?
Yeah.
And then, that evening, he threw me out of the hotel room. I wasn't allowed to be in the hotel. I had my clothes on. So I went down to the lobby, and I was just sitting in a chair, and I slept in a chair until he came in the morning. And he's like, do you want to go to breakfast? Pretending like nothing. Pretending wrong, like I
you're
just...
You're not allowed to mention a thing.
Ever. And that whole flight home, he was giving me the silent treatment, while giving me these looks, like, you know, when he's like silently yelling at you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's like he's so angry that he's spitting in your face, but silently, nobody else can hear it.
Yeah.
And I just wonder, like, the people, like, behind me in the plane, or even the people working, like, didn't they see anything? Didn't they? They didn't, like, nobody reacted to anything. And he was, like, so clearly.
I know. And it sucks. And it sucks to feel alone in those moments. And you're looking around, like, is no one going to notice what's happening here? And I've been there, right? But the thing is that if you think about it from the other side, and I know this doesn't make it feel any better, but you know when you see Apple and the guy's, like, just being a dick, and they're, like, traveling on the plane, he's, like, not helping the kids, and he's just being an asshole. And you just think, God, what a fucking asshole. But that's all you think, right? You just think, and so that's the same as everyone is probably, like, what a cunt. But no one was going to.
Yeah, but nobody knows, is it a one-time thing or is this an everyday situation? Because it's a one-time, if it's a one-time thing, it's not okay, but everybody can be a dick sometimes. Like, even I can be a dick sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's hard to, like, judge, like, should I do something or not. Yeah. I always try my best to, like, if I see anything, I try to, like, give a helping hand as much as I can. But you don't want to, like, I know how it is to not be reachable.
Yeah.
But if I can be that someone that just helped out a little bit.
I yelled at a guy at the airport once. I was flying back from a trade show, hungover as fuck. I was partied so hard at this party, at this trade show. And so then I was, like, waiting in the Denver airport, and there was this couple, and this guy was just treating his wife like shit, and she's wrangling two kids, and you can just tell, and he was, like, yelling at her and stuff or whatever, and he, like, went to the toilet and came back and screamed at her because the stuff still wasn't set up, and it's like he wasn't helping her at all. And I was like, hey, don't fucking talk to her like that, because I was hungover, right? Like, and he was like fuck you or whatever, and walked off and left her there. But I, like, looked at her and, like, gave her a nod, like, you got this, take your time, like, don't fucking worry about him, you know? But I remember just, like, having no patience being hungover and being like, hey, don't fucking talk to her like that.
Well, I'm glad somebody did, and I'm sure she's glad somebody did, you know, because if that was me and somebody said that, like, he wouldn't be able to go off at me.
Right.
We would come home and he'd be like, what a fucking douchebag, you know? But he wouldn't take that out on me. He'd be like, oh, I'm not angry at you, babes. I'm just angry at the situation. Yeah. You know? Always the fucking situation. Yeah. So fucking stupid. But yeah, I slept in the hotel lobby. And even the people at the hotel, like, they didn't, like, they came and, like, asked if I was okay, if I wanted anything, you know, like, normal service. And they knew I was staying at the hotel because we had checked in. But they didn't react to the fact that I wasn't staying in the hotel room. I don't know. But there was also a language barrier, and they spoke English, of course. They worked at the Hilton Hotel in, like, a large city, so of course. But it wasn't, like, the best English, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was, like, a shitty situation. And, like, throughout the whole relationship, it was always bad like that. If we ever had sex, it was always an assault, basically. It was raping me, you know, because I wasn't in on it. Maybe in the beginning, like the first month. But then quickly he turns to be like a turnoff. That's because I wasn't even turned on by him. You know, I never wanted sex. And when the sex stopped, I was just so okay with it. I was, like, happy. I was, like, you know, living the rest of my life without it. I was fine. Maybe because he had assaulted me so many times. maybe that's why I was just thinking, like, I'm never going to have sex again and I'm okay with it.
I think, like, the one time in Norway, right, like, because I'd been begging for it, I wanted physical attention, it had been cut off so early, and I was made to feel like there's nothing, girl, you know, like, you're not, you don't turn me on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just remember then in Norway that one time, that being horrible, and then after that, like, I still wanted it, but I was, like, it wasn't like before that we had done it in Norway. Like, I was like, oh, that's what it's going to be every time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love you. I'm always cutting off mid-trauma sentence.
It's fine. It doesn't matter. I love you too. Well, it has to be a part two because there's so much more.
So much more.
Hey, it's Caitlin, and I am just having additional thoughts throughout the day. I'm with my son, and it's noisy. Naomi may use these, she may not, who knows, and she may never even find them. But about the whole sex thing, years and years and years into the relationship, we were with our friends, that one friend who I'd been talking about, and his partner, and they were, we were having like an open conversation about sex, because they're quite a sexual couple, and they were talking about, you know, the stuff that they liked and stuff. Like, just like not crazy, but just, you know, a general conversation. And it was so awkward because I had no idea what he was into apart from forced blowjobs and anal. So I couldn't say that. Like, oh, we haven't had sex in 4 years. He really loves forced blowjobs and anal. Like, so it was like we were both like pretending. It was the most awkward hour of my life. And he was like so awkward, and we just like never spoke about it afterwards. But I remember that so vividly now. And I was also thinking about how you told the story previously about when you were reading messages and he was trying to convince his way back, and he was saying the sex, it would be easy enough to think if you to fix if you think about it. You know, it's not like I was never attracted to you, that would have been a big issue. That's not the issue. The issue is that you're not being sexually gratified, and that you haven't engaged in sexual activity in multiple years. And the sexual activity that you did engage in prior to that was severely abusive, in my opinion. What you went through was far, far worse than what I went through. And we will get into this in the next episode. As we said, it's a two-parter. But the issue wasn't that, like, yeah, you could have had the abusive sex with him and he could have been the issue wasn't that he wasn't sexually satisfied. He was up all night watching Transport. He was fine, right? The issue was that you, there was a sex issue in the relationship and that you had never been sexually gratified. But he's like, oh, it's easy enough to fix if you think about it. It's not like I was never attracted to you. How fucking dumb can you be?
So what's today's schedule?
I have to make a TikTok.
Silenced, the podcast, is co-hosted by Caitlin and Naomi. Join us for weekly visits into the spiral that was.